Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the cabinet meeting, 2nd December 2021. I'm happy that I signed the minutes of the 4th of November as circulated.
Aye.
Thank you. There are no apologies. We're all here. There are no councillors' questions. And so can I move on, please, to Councillor Smith to introduce the Strategic Risk Register, starting with those two.
Thank you, Leader. This is the revised register, updated from the previous version, which covered the period up to the end of March this year. This version covers the subsequent 6 months, up to the end of September, and shows the mitigation measures that have been and are being undertaken to address the issues. I'm sure you now all appreciate that council reports have to go through a particular procedure before they come to a formal cabinet. And so we're always going to be in a position where we're not looking at the very latest position. And I say we're now at the end of November, so we're 2 months further on. In general terms, a risk register, if you like, is a pessimistic view of the council's position as it delivers its various policies or takes a view on the financial health of the council. Being a pessimistic view, of course, means it's attempting to show what might happen in the worst case scenario, and in no way means these things are bound to happen. This is why each risk shows the steps that are being taken to minimise the risks. At the high level, as you can see from table 3.1, the risk level has not changed, and paragraph 5.8 indicates much of the reason for that is down to the pandemic, which has sadly affected all our lives. The three red risks are the uncertainty of the financial position, how the general economy might limit our ability to deliver our ambitious economic growth, and that our main contractors, i.e. the waste contract and the leisure contract, remain available to deliver those services we have contracted out to them. The other risks in some way follow on in that sum, C3, C4, C6, are as a result of the pandemic. C7 is a separate risk faced by many organisations, and that is the risk of attacks to our IT systems. This risk is one which will always be with us, because as we address one issue, the hackers will find another weakness in all IT systems, affecting not just us, but every company there is. However, I'm pleased to say that the head of IT attended the recent audit of accounts meeting and reassured the committee on this issue. The last two risks are construction projects, which will always throw up issues as they progress, but are generally resolved by good project management. As you can see, the first major risk of financial liability has already had some good news in that the business rates pool is established for the current year. And we've also heard that from the budget that some of the government proposals in respect of business rates have been postponed once again. In general, this means we should not need to use the high level of reserves that we forecasted we might need to do next year, and will instead this will be put forward to the following year. Also, our income from brown bins was better than expected, but on the other hand, our income from fees and charges for car parking is not as we expected, and it may not recover as quickly as we hoped. However, we await the government's financial settlement due later this month, which will give us more clarity over the whole budget. In terms of economic growth, we have seen the demolition of the Magistrates' Court, so work on that phase has now started, which is pleasing to see because these projects always take a long time before work on the ground takes place. And I know only too well the time it took from conception to completion of the Stone Leisure Centre. And just one final point, the last risk was associated with Westbridge Park. That's all taken a step forward, with the revamp scheme being agreed for consultation since the report was compiled, and all being well, we should soon see regular updates on that. As the general position, Leader, other cabinet members may wish to comment further on the risks in their portfolio.
Thank you very much. Very comprehensive explanation. Thank you. Would anybody else like to raise any issues? Are we happy then to accept the proposal and approve the register as put forward?
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Can we then move on to the next item, please, starting on page 39, which is the committee cycle for the following year. Again, Councillor Smith.
Well, thank you, Leo. This is, as you say, it's the committee cycle. It's basically as last year. It just adjusted for the various dates and bank holidays and so on. I don't really want that anymore. It's just a diary of dates.
Thank you. Perhaps I should add that it clearly well publicises all of the meetings that are going to take place.
Including the cabinet meetings.
Will that be online, Leader?
So, it possibly will be, and in other places too. So
like the digest.
I'll be happy then to...
An email by Democratic Services.
I'll be happy to accept the proposal and the cycle be submitted and approved.
Aye.
Yes.
Thank you.
Can you send it out to all members? Separately.
Thank you. Can we move now, please, on to item 4B, Councillor Clerk, that is your matter.
So, this is a confidential item, and
we do have a precedent.
I really can't discuss anything in open forum.
Right. Could I say to you that members of the public and the press can remain, provided that you don't refer to any of the confidential items. If you feel that you need to do so, then the recording will be turned off, and I'm sorry, Kerry will have to ask you to leave. How would you like to present this report?
I'm going to need to refer to confidential items as a mainstay of the report.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Kerry, for coming this evening.